All right, so why don't we do some meditation, huh? Letting yourself get comfortable, being in a good, relaxed position, allowing your breathing to be soft and gentle. Allowing your light, your love, your energy to be present, to be here now, not thinking about what you have to do next in a little while or what you did yesterday or what you haven't finished doing. Just let all that go. And get into the present moment. Just be here with you, just listening to us speak. With your eyes closed, having drawn that curtain of privacy around you. Letting yourself go deeper into relaxation, let yourself kind of feel a soft, a gentle, a drop, a shift downward, like a shift in gear, calmer, quieter, heavier, peaceful, floating, letting yourself float. Whatever that is you, that point of attention, that is you. It is a spark of light, you. A spark of light. As a spark of light, let yourself float. And float into a starry sky. A beautiful, big, glorious, starry sky filled with hundreds of thousands of points of light, of stars. These are not just cold bodies floating in space. These are other beings, conscious beings like you. Cold stones floating in space, all those planets, they do have consciousness. So some of these lights may be planets that have sunlight on them, or suns further away. There is a consciousness there in the light. But most of them are your friends, those who have come to be with you, to support you, to love you. And these friends love you who you are. They're not really expecting anything from you. You don't have to earn their love. They give it freely. Now, admittedly, they don't have the same type of physical body that you have. But also that means that they can give freely without any effort. It is effortless for them. It is totally easy. So there is no way, even in your most convoluted thinking, that you could feel that you're putting them out, that they're going out of their way to care about you. No, they came present. We called them, we who are also part of them, called them to be here. Those who love you are here. Look how many love you. Amongst them, some of them are us. We are a group. But right now, we're spread out into our individual members all around you with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of others. Just here to support you, to be here for you, just for you. Allow yourself just to receive our choice to be here for you, Allow yourself to receive our love and our caring unconditionally. Allow yourself to recognize that in this atmosphere of love as we surround you, you are safe. We love you not to manipulate you or control you, and you can feel that. We love you because you're a beautiful light. You're a spark. You're one of us. We love you because you are just so bold and courageous to take on a physical body. Because you are evolving your consciousness, you're growing, you're touching more of your divinity. We are supporting you because you are here on a planet going through a tremendous consciousness and evolutionary shift, and you are participating in it. You've brought your gifts, your conscious awareness, your capacities to this planet. And you have something to give to this planet, to the people therein, to the plants, the animals, the vibrations. You have a message. You have love and caring and compassion. And you want to give. It's natural for you. You want to express yourself. You want to create and imagine and dream. And out of this comes your gift, a gift to share, to touch, love, and heal others with, and to be loved, touched, and healed by others with. To play, to give in an environment where you can learn by feedback, by giving and receiving. You're getting your feedback from your reality, learning who you are. Yes, your giving and your receiving help define you, help to make you more aware of you. The art of giving unconditionally from your heart is natural to develop, natural for you. The art of receiving unconditionally, accepting that which you desire and letting that which you do not desire just float through you. So now think about what it is you would like to receive. Most everyone, when asked, in their highest list in the top five, if not number one, is love. Love is what makes everything valuable, worthwhile, and glorious. So let us start out with releasing everything that is your resistance to receiving the love of others, of your reality, of your world. We have established a vortex around you, a spinning vortex, you at the center, so you don't feel the spinning. But it is here for you to release that which stands in your way of receiving. So give yourself permission now to pull out all of that, to give us permission to help you pull out all of that that stands in your way, all of the conditions that you put on giving and receiving, all the expectations and assumptions that you have of people who give to you, all the assumptions that you have about how you need to give and give too much, perhaps, so that they will like you, so that they will exchange with you, so that they will honor, respect, and care for you. All of that distortion, all of the pressure, the demands, the fear, the guilt motivation, the redemption you seek, always wanting to be a good person, a great person, to do the right thing, to be loved, to please others, so that you will be valued. All of that distortion loaded down upon your receiving. Let us start here with this, to release these into the vortex at the count of three. We'll count to three, and at the count of three, we will pull them out of you. You will let them go. They will lift, and then they will spin out into the vortex to be transmuted back into the light from which they originally came, because all is light. One. All right, what is the resistance to receiving? What is the projections and assumptions you've made? What is the taint of ego? Two. Gathering it together. And three. And feel the empty space now. Feel it in your body somewhere where you let go of this charge, this issue around receiving. Is it in your chest, your throat, your solar plexus? Did you lose power to receiving? Allow yourself to take your power back right now. Power, return to me. Just mentally say, power, return to me. And just take a little in-breath. Bringing it in, right back in. It's the power that you gave away to others when you received. Power, return to me. Power, return to me. All right, now, there's also, with your giving, attained. The giving that you've done, the forced guilt, or obligation, or duty, or pressure, or demand, expectations and assumptions that you've taken upon yourself, that in a sense, forced you to take action. Requests you think you cannot refuse. Or perhaps the motivation to give in order to influence, to control, to subtly manipulate, or not so subtly, to make things go your way, to push things in the direction you want them to go. To give with that taint of ego, wanting the approval, wanting to be more important than, better than. Ah, yes, the noble giver. Forced giving, exhaustive giving. Make a choice right now that you're giving from henceforth, from this point onward, is going to be free giving. That yes, if there's a contractual arrangement, it's an exchange. Or you're earning something that you get. That is an exchange. Is it going to be an exchange? Yes, good to have exchanges. That's where you make your money. That's where you get a lot done. But in your heart, the true essence, the true nature of giving, free that. Choose that to be free. Responsible to you. Easy, easy, unforced, flowing, effortless giving. And anything that stands in the way of that, any obstacle, any taint. We have a vortex here, and at the count of three, let us have it. Give it to us and let it lift up and spin out away from you into light. The count of three, all your taints, all your distortions and twists of giving. One, two, and three. And now feel the emptiness. Feel the tension and the twists are gone. Where were they? What part of your body had them? Feel it. Feel where the space has been opened, the freedom to love, to have compassion, to give joyously, to give freely from your heart when it's appropriate for you. To move the energy of your choice towards the goal of your choice. To freely move, giving. Giving. And now floating, allow yourself now to feel free, giving and receiving. Feel the freedom. You're ready to give and receive freely in that cycle. So what is it? What gift do you have you would like to give your world? What message would you like to send out there? What talent would you like to share? What joy, what opportunity to give out there in your world? Imagine right now, it's welling up in you, welling up this, what do you want to give to your heart? Because it's a heartfelt thing. Giving is from your heart when it is clean. Feel it welling up in you. Feeling this energy moving up in you, in your heart. Feeling your heart become full. Your heart chakra filling up, expanding, getting large and juicy and big and bright. Oh, this is what you want to give, what you choose to give freely. And now, let it go out there. Just imagine yourself letting it go. Just feeling it streaming out of your heart into your world, streaming out, streaming out into your world. Sending it forth. And if you have some exchanges you would like to have, for example, a job that you would like, or a career situation you would like, in which you would be working and doing such and such, and then you would be compensated by money. Imagine that. That's an exchange. What exchange would you like? Let's put it onto the giving and receiving circuit, shall we? What do you wish to give? What is your channel of giving. Let it go now. Whatever it is. Like an exhale. Just let it come out naturally, easily. Out, out, out into the world. Yes. Sending your gift. Sending your talent, sending your message, sending what you want to give out there in exchange. If you do it consciously in choice, it is not tainted. It is a choice of exchange. So an exchange with your world, sending energy out. And as far as relationships, you want to love, touch, and heal. And you want to be loved, touched, and healed. You want loved ones. You want people to care about. You have a certain number of people to care about. Think of those who you love. And think of those you have not even met that you would love to love. That you would like to know, to care about, to imagine, just imagine how much love, how much friendship and joy is out there that you would like. So give. Give your love. Give that love, touch, heal energy. Let it pour out of you. To those that you know and care about, or to those you have yet to meet, send it out now. And we'll help you. Exhale with it. Let's just let it out. Just easy, easy, easy. It's so easy to let it out. And to let it go out there. Maybe like sparkles from you. Maybe just like your breath. Out into your world. A ripple. On a pond that goes on and on and on. And you've sent energy out into the world now. You have given of yourself. You've given from your resource. You're clear of that which you give freely. And that which you give for exchange, moving out into your world. Now open that beautiful heart chakra of yours once again, filled with love and light and love for you, and our love for you as well as we surround you. And hundreds and hundreds of thousands of stars surround you. Caring about you. Open the doors and allow yourself to receive now. To receive. Open. Let the love come in. Let all of us love you. We do love you. But let yourself receive that love. Is a great gift for us to give to you. Receive, let it come in. Maybe even breathe in a gentle, gentle deep breath, breathing in, receiving that love. Maybe it's like light beams from every one of the many, many, many stars in the sky to you. To your heart center. And on every little beam of light, pulses of love. Let yourself receive. Come on, open. Open up. Open your heart doors. Let your heart chakra relax, expand, fill up. There's so much love from those you know and from those you don't know and from those who have known you on other times and spaces and those who who care about you, who've watched you. So many healers, so many bright spirits from all places and times here witnessing, loving you. You're safe. You're loved. You're free. Now, there are things that you wish to receive as part of the exchange, or that you just want to come out of the blue, opportunities, financial circumstances, new contacts, new people in your life. Things to physically manifest. Things to receive in your mundane physical life. Things you desire. Things you've asked for. Things you imagine. Things that you've dreamed. Hopes and dreams, and they're out there. They're out there, bubbling and percolating in the lights and the sparkles in your reality. You've given, you're receiving now. Open to receive now. Let the vibrations, let the energies, let the love and the light of that which you wish to manifest to come to you now. Whether it's important or unimportant, to manifest in the physical plane is to manifest in an illusion. It's just like a movie that you star in. So just let yourself imagine this glorious movie, you happy, successful, loving, loved, creative, fun, celebratory, adventurous, having divine experience. Receive now. Now continue the flow, breathing it in, sending the giving out again. Out it goes again. Give, give, give. And now receive. Let it come in, filtering through your reality, precipitating vibrationally first, to be physical later, bringing it in, letting it come in, receive, receive, receive. Give now. Give. Give, give. Send it out there. Send it out there. Give, give, give. Wanting the best for others. And now, wanting the best for yourself, receive, 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 receive. And like breath of out, a breath, in a breath. As you continue breathing, your out breath giving, your in breath receiving that easy. That light, that flow, that cycle out, in, out, and in. The most natural thing in the world, free, give, receive. Love, be loved. Touch, be touched. Heal and uplift, be healed and uplifted. Out and in. And just let yourself float in this easy cycle, nothing to it, just natural, out and in and out. And let it continue as effortless as your breathing. And even though the idea in breathing is that the air goes out and then the air comes in, know that the way it's going, it's coming out and coming in simultaneously. There's just that sense of sending it out and receiving it in. But it's all the same thing. It's the energy just moving, an illusion of energy moving. It's just you being one with yourself, one with the light, one with the love, giving, receiving, giving. Receiving with the divine that is you, giving and receiving, giving yourself, receiving yourself. Natural, normal, easy, the way it was meant to be. Letting yourself return your attention now to your physical body so patiently having waited for you. Bringing your attention to the weight of your body on the chair or your feet on the floor or whatever. Very gently, gently opening your eyes. As the giving and the receiving continues, it continues onward and on. And on. It has been a pleasure for us to work with you. And as always, we look forward to any opportunity that we have to work with you again. We surround you with our light. And as always, our love.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Farewell.